This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as another year draws to an end, we are left wondering yet again why wage gains have yet to reach the tech sector. Thankfully, Harley Lipman, CEO of Genesis 10, explains the current state of affairs and the prospects for hourly wages in the tech sector. That's after these tech headlines. As Amazon expands its air cargo operation, it announces it is leasing another 10 freighter aircraft from the Air Transport Services Group. The move aims to reduce its shipping costs, as well as its reliance on carriers such as UPS and FedEx. A bike share startup in China veers off course. Ofo Inc., the once high-flying Chinese bike-sharing venture, is crashing after an exhausting battle with rivals. The company's crisis is typical in China's tech startup scene. Ofo's cash flow problems have spilled into the open after warning signs that flashed for weeks. A flood of users, now numbering more than 10 million, have asked for refunds of their deposits. A government spokesman urged Ofo to take care of those requests. And just when they were expecting a lump of coal for Christmas, Tencent's investors got an early gift from Beijing. Shares in the Chinese games and social media giant jumped 4.5% Friday on local media reports that the government would soon approve a batch of new games. Approvals have been frozen since state media blamed video games for being too violent and addictive. However, the journal notes that tighter regulation could always be imposed on companies down the road. Another year, another dollar, and wage gains have yet to reach the tech sector. Look at the state of tech jobs coming up. As it stands, the tech industry has yet to see gains in hourly wages that have reached the broader labor market. Some say those wages are poised to increase. Others say you shouldn't believe the hype just yet. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen has more.
Although employers have been on a hiring streak for nearly 100 straight months, it was just recently that hourly wages have risen. That's good news for workers and for Wall Street, but things aren't as rosy when you shine the spotlight on the tech sector, where wages appear to be defying logic and remaining in a holding pattern. Well, here's somebody who can help explain things for us. Harley Lipman is CEO of Genesis 10, one of the nation's largest tech staffing companies. So Harley, like in most other sectors, demand for skilled IT workers is very high. You'd think that would be driving up wages.
Employers have gotten far more sophisticated and savvy in terms of understanding pricing of services. So for example, they'll manage you. If you're a large vendor at a big corporation, they'll work on getting price discounts, volume discounts. So that's one way in which they've kept wages lower. Also, they've used organizations called MSPs, managed service providers, where they basically outsource the talent for IT professionals. And these MSPs, all they're about is basically keeping costs low. They bid vendors against each other, make it fiercely competitive and drive costs down. That's the benefit for corporate America. So they've been somewhat effective in keeping costs down, or wages down rather, is what I meant to say. You also have H-1B visas where people are kind of held hostage to one employer from overseas, typically from India, but not only from India. So the employer says, if you're gonna be in the United States, you have to work at this salary. And people on H-1B visas are trapped by that, so that they can't do anything about it. So that has also kept wages lower, and corporate America has liked that. This is the best market in history. You know, I've been in this industry for over 30 years, so I've seen the two areas, the two times where wages wages were low and then they went high in the 90s when it was booming. And also in 2005, 2006, and part of 2007. And I've never seen more demand for IT workers than today. In other words, it's greater today than it was in the 90s and greater today than it was in 2005 to 2007. Both two periods which are pointed out when there was a boom in hiring IT workers.
So Harley, something has to give here. What will eventually trigger a substantial rise in wages?
Well, I think that process has been ongoing. While it's not visible behind the scenes, if you will, IT managers across the country are complaining because you have IT workers that are leaving to get more money elsewhere. You have a situation where they're not getting the talent. Because IT workers today, for them, it's a great marketplace in terms of choice, because hiring is so robust that today IT workers have more options than they've ever had. So that is putting pressure on companies to do something about wages, because partly why they're losing people, if not the major reason, is because a lot of people are looking elsewhere to get more money.
What role does immigration play in the current world of tech employment?
The concern is H-1B reform. So what's happening there is that there is huge uncertainty with IT workers who are on the H-1Bs. They make up a large part of the landscape of the IT workforce, H-1B visas, IT workers. So that's the reason that they've given to get the H-1B, saying there's a shortage of skills in the United States, which is actually really not true. But that's what they've said, and so they come here. And now, because this administration is tightening the existing laws and they're not renewing H-1B visas, or at best there's uncertainty, companies need reliability and they need stability. So what has happened is companies are now reluctant to bring on any H-1B visa people. And not only that, but people that are working at America's companies with H-1B visa are slowly being replaced because they feel that when their visa comes up to be renewed, they're going to have all this knowledge of the business, of the technology applications. And there's a big learning curve in IT. So if you lose an employee, it's very painful. It takes 3 to 6 months before even a trained IT person becomes optimally productive in any IT environment. They have to learn the processes, the systems, the specific applications, et cetera, et cetera. So what is happening is companies don't want to bring on any more H-1B visas. That's creating a greater shortage now, which is propelling IT departments to go to the finance department or to go to the board and saying, I need to increase salaries because I even have a deeper gulf than I thought I would. And what we're finding is that companies want to source domestic talent now. They don't want to go offshore because what they're finding is the quality is not as good as what they'd like it to be. There's a lot of miscommunication. One calls it language nuance issue. So it's called rework. So companies have complained that a majority of their work has to be done over. I hear numbers that span the gamut from 25 to 75% of whatever work they give offshore has to be done over due to miscommunication. And part of that is that if you're working with India, for example, which is still the epicenter of offshore work, you have to be on the phone at 3 a.m. So an 8-person typically doesn't take a job that requires you to be working at 3 a.m. So our B people are speaking to their A people and vice versa. Their B people are speaking to our A people. So that all speaks to that. Plus in India, you have a lot of turnover. India, because it's still an emerging economy and people are gaining a lot of opportunities and wealth that didn't exist, let's say, years back. So people will jump very quickly. It's not a mature workplace, let's say, where it is in the United States or Western Europe. So for a very slight increase, people will quit. So turnover in India is somewhere in the mid-30s, which has a dramatic impact on productivity.
All right. That's Harley Lipman, CEO of Genesis 10, joining us here on the line. Harley, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you.
And that's your tech news briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.